All right, as we go back to the Word of God, let's ask Him to bless here today and to pour out His Spirit upon us. Lord, we ask You, Lord, for the touch that comes from high. We ask You, God, for the anointing and the Spirit, God, that is here available and present for us today. We thank You for Your mercy. We thank You for healing touch. We thank You for Your power. We thank You for all that You're doing. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, according to the Word of God, amen, I felt led of the Spirit of God to start a series of messages on the Holy Ghost. Matter of fact, I will probably be ministering on this thought months from now. Amen. Because the Lord spoke to me something about this area and something about the avenue where we're going. And it's going out all over the world. We appreciate the fact of being able to do that. But this county right here needs the Holy Ghost. Amen. They need the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We were ministering last week on the subject, you know, the fire of God. And we talked about all the different things that the fire of God does. Amen. It blesses. It sets approval. Amen. There's a time that's going to rain on people for judgment. Amen. But right now, looking on the very positive side of this thing, we're talking about the fire of God that blesses. Amen. And I want to cover several scriptures in this. I won't take the time to read all of them. You may jot them down and read all of the sections later. Amen. But in Exodus in chapter 40 in verse 33, and we're going to cover down through the verse 35. Amen. So Moses finished the work. This is in verse 33. And in verse 34, he said, "Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle." Amen. In verse 35, "And Moses was not able to enter into the tent for the congregation because the cloud above their own and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle." Now, this is the blessing that God put on the tabernacle that Moses built for them. Amen. And here it was under a tent. And being an old-time tent preacher and preached literally thousands of messages under the tent, I remember how the power of God come down in those tents. And we'd go into cities and the blue haze, amen, it would be like a cloud of blue smoke would hang in the top of the tent. Sometimes you could just run your hand up into it. And my mind, did the anointing and the power of God come down, amen. But we're living in an hour right now that people are not aware of the power of God, amen. We've had so many preachers that, and even in our county here, we've got preachers that preach that all this stuff's of the devil. We got preachers that preach that all this went away at Pentecost, amen. And people are being indoctrinated, amen, not to accept nor believe, amen. And then the other side of the coin, in a lot of the Pentecostals that's had the power of God, had the anointing, had the Holy Ghost, amen, they have so compromised, amen, and they have went back into the rituals of this thing until the point, amen, that they're the testimony of it. And a lot of people said, "I don't want to be like them," amen, so they say it's false. But I'm here to tell you that the power of God is real. I'm here to tell you today that the Holy Ghost is real, amen. I touched a little bit in the message last week on the subject of how, amen, that Solomon built the temple, amen. And when he ended his prayer, amen. And the Bible says in 2 Chronicles, amen, it says in 6 and 7, it says here in chapter 6, it told us about how he built the temple. And then in chapter 7, amen, it talks about, amen, the prayer, amen. In verse 1, amen, Solomon had made an end to his prayer. Amen. The Bible tells us how the fire came down and consumed all the burnt offering and the sacrifice, and the glory of the Lord filled the house, and the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the house. Amen. My. The power of God was in the church that had been built. He said, if my people will humble themselves and pray, amen, he said, I'll heal their land. And we're living an hour today that we need to humble ourselves and pray, because we need a healing in this land, because we're headed headlong with destiny. We're headed for destruction if we don't wake up and if we don't begin to pray. We need to go back to the old landmarks. We need to go back to the old standards. We need to go back, amen, to what the Word of God said, amen. For thus says the Word of God. God said, my people, amen, they have committed, amen, two evils, amen. In Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 13, amen, they have committed two evils. They have forsaken the fountain of living waters, and they have hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot whole water. Amen. The Bible said days without number, my people have forgotten me. Amen. And we're living in a land, we're saying, why in the world would they vote for a Muslim to become president? Because of their ignorance of the Word, because their ignorance of the understanding of God in the Spirit. Amen. He's promised them, amen, they'll bring all the soldiers home, amen. And over 40% of the young people in America that's voting age, amen, have swallowed that hook, line, and sinker, amen. We will fall into bondage. This country will fall into bondage. It's headed there now, amen. The liberty and the freedom we have is going out the door, and we're going back into bondage. We already are a slave to the fuel pump. Amen. We already are a slave to the gas tank. Amen. That's climbing up daily. Amen. And we watch our government prayed in these people and talk to them a little bit. And the next week, gasoline go up another dime. Amen. Amen. We need some leaders in this country that know God, that will take a hold of the altars, horns of the altar, and begin to pray and seek God. And pray till they get a revelation from God and have the backbone to stand up and do it. Amen. Amen. We have become a country, amen, that our greed for more, amen, has thrown us into bondage. Amen. We have become a country, amen, that we want everything right now. Amen. Buy now, pay later. Don't matter, long as we get what we want when we want it. Amen. And we've sold our souls to the devil in so many cases. Amen. They say the national debt, amen, grows over $1 million a minute. Amen. That's over $60 million per hour. Amen. That we're going in debt. Our children's children can't pay the debt back. But we're sticking our heads in the air high and mighty like we're still something. Amen. Amen. Like we're still the superpower of the world. And we borrow the money, amen, off of our enemies, amen, so we can still stand up and boast that we're the superpower. We're the super idiots of the world. It's what we are. America has become the super idiots, not the superpower, amen. Why? Because we're forsaking God. We've took God out of our college. We've took God out of our schools. We've took God out of everything we're doing. Amen. We have forsaken God days without number. Amen. And that is the problem that we're facing. Amen. But remember the temple when it was built, the fire of God fell on it. Amen. And God, amen, approved it. Amen. In 1 Corinthians in chapter 3, amen, verse 16, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Amen. And in chapter 6 and verse 19, what, know ye not that your bodies is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye are of God, and ye are not your own? Amen. We've strayed away from the principles of this thing. I know that a lot of the Pentecostals and the full gospel people that's went on before us didn't do so good on some things. Amen. They made up things that was not of that much importance to claim that if we'd done these things, we'd be holy and we'd be righteous. Amen. The only thing you can do to be holy and righteous is love the Lord thou God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and all that's within you. Amen. You can't put on enough. You can't take off enough. You can't wear some kind of hairstyle. You can't wear some kind of garment. You can't do anything, amen, to make yourself holy. Only when you allow your spirit to believe in the infallible word of God, for the word said you are sanctified, amen, by the word, by the spirit, by the blood, amen. And you are cleansed, amen, and sanctified, amen. And our righteousness is not of ourselves, because God said all our righteousness is filthy rags, amen. But our righteousness is in God, amen. So when we depart from faith in God, amen, all the righteousness we can muster up is not going to amount to anything, amen. We're saved by grace unto good works, amen. But it's not our righteousness that is saved. So, yes, I agree that, amen, there's a lot of folks went on before us has made a mess out of this thing, amen. But I'm going to tell you something, amen. We need a commitment to God, amen. If you're not committed, amen, if you don't know what you committed for or to, you'll fall for anything. And we're seeing that in America today. We're seeing our young people fall to every kind of foreign Eastern religion and cult, amen. We've seen the growth of, amen, the Eastern religions, amen, whether it be Islam or whatever it might be, Muslims, amen, or whatever false Eastern religion it is, we've seen them flock to it by the millions in this country, because we've not taught them to worship God. We've not taught them, amen, to know God. We've not taught them about the power of God. And that's the reason the devil can come on with his trickery. That's the reason, amen, the spirit of clairvoyance can take over this nation, amen, because we've not taught them the power of God, amen. We've not taught them to respect wisdom and knowledge. We've not taught them to understand what thus saith the Spirit and the Word of God, amen. I like something I hear David Jeremiah said, amen. I hear him say in one of his programs, amen, he said these words, amen. He said, listen, the only thing we have to offer this world is God's Word. Amen. That's the only thing. Amen. And he said, when we deviate from God's word, when we fail to preach God's word, we have nothing to offer them. Amen. Amen. And I know there's many went on before us that stood up and boasted how holy they was. Amen. How righteous they was, and how they hadn't done this and they didn't do that and all these things. And they've stood up and boasted those things and left it in the face of people. Amen. And left it in the face of their children and their grandchildren. And they say, well, we can never come up to that standard. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. You don't have to come up to it. Jesus Christ can rebirth you. Amen. Remake you. Amen. Make you a new creation in Christ Jesus. And you can walk after him. Amen. Glory to God. For it's his righteousness. Amen. That we have become partakers of. Amen. We have, amen, entered into his presence, amen, into his glory, amen, and we've walked the fullness of his spirit, amen, and we've give, amen, over to him, not our wills, amen, not what we want, amen, but what God wants, amen, amen, and what God, amen, has for us, amen. We've given into his will. Amen. And I don't care who you are, where you are, where you're sitting here listening over the radio, your car, your home, or you sitting, amen, in a foreign country, amen. Some of them go down, they have places where they can go down to where there's a computer, they can get online, and they'll go down and crowd in and listen to messages, amen, listen to messages like this morning, amen, and hear it, amen, sitting in a place where they have to go in and pay to use a computer so they can go online because they can't afford one in their homes. There are churches, amen, that have been able to get one, and they will take it, and hundreds of people go and sit down and put their speakers on so they can hear the word of God, amen. We got people in foreign countries that's hunger after God. And the problem in America, people are no longer hungry, amen, for God, amen. If you get hungry for God, amen, you will, amen, seek for him. And if you seek him, you will find him, amen. But this fire is still continuing on, this fire that fell at Pentecost, this fire that fell, amen, for Moses, this fire that fell for Solomon, amen, this fire, amen, that fell on Pentecost, amen. Acts 2 and 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. Verse 2 says, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Verse 3 said, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. In this series of messages, amen, I'm going to cover the other tongues. I'm going to cover the diverse kind of tongues, amen. And I'm going to cover the fact, amen, that it didn't go away on Pentecost. It's still here today, amen. Some of these knothead preachers that preach it talking in tongues is of the devil. I've looked them in the face and told them to dry their ungodly mouth. I've looked in a bunch of preachers' face and tell them to dry their ungodly mouth, amen, amen. Because I tell you something, man, I heard one on the radio the other Sunday night, amen, hammering and said anybody talking tongues had a demon, amen. I'm going to tell you something. I was explaining, amen, he was simply showing his ignorance, amen. Because I'm going to tell you something. You can't deny this thing because it happened to me, amen. I was a little brethren boy that was raised up in the church, and I was raised up, and they said, well, it does happen to people, but most likely it won't happen to you, amen. But in my home church, it did happen to me. There were six of us got filled with the Holy Ghost. Even the pastor's wife got filled with the Holy Ghost, amen. They put us off in a little room. They said, we don't want this thing to break out in the church, amen. I'm going to tell you something, amen. You need the Holy Ghost to break out in the church, amen. Glory to God. You need the fire of God that blesses, the fire of God that approves. You need it to break out in the church. I touched on this a little bit last Sunday, but it's worth touching on again, amen. What was the outcome of this Holy Ghost that fell on the day of Pentecost? He said, you shall receive power after that which the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And here, amen, 2,000 years later, amen, there's still evidence of this power on those that believe. Who was it given to? It was given to those that believe, amen. Some of them tried to buy it, amen, and God explained that it couldn't be bought. You can't trade for it. Mama can't will it to you. Daddy can't will it to you. Grandparents can't will it or leave it to you. Amen. The only way you can receive it is simply believe God. Amen. Simply believe God. Amen. Glory to God. And as they believe God and this thing happened, Acts 2 and 41. Amen. It said there was 3,000 souls saved. This is right immediately after the Holy Ghost come on the early church. Amen. Acts 4 and 4, there were 5,000 souls saved. Amen. Acts 9 and 42, it said many believed. Acts 11 and 21, a great number believed. Acts 11 and 24, and much people were added to the Lord. Amen. It is believed and it has been said in the first 8 to 10 months after the Holy Ghost fell at Pentecost, that it is believed that over 65,000 souls was added to the kingdom of God in the church. That's what I call revival. Amen. Amen. And you might ask, well, you know, why didn't it happen here? The Bible said much people believe. They hadn't had time to be indoctrinated for somebody to tell them it ain't real. Amen. They ain't had time, amen. They simply believed it, amen. And if we can go back to that childlike faith where we simply believe God, if God said it, it's real, amen. And if he said I could have it, amen. I got on down on my knees as a young minister, amen. And I said, Lord, amen, this Holy Ghost, I don't understand about it, amen, but I need it. I desire it. I want it. I prayed like this. I said, God, I don't know whether there'd be a Holy Ghost or not. I didn't know, but I know that if it would empower me, I wanted it. I know that if it would quicken me and keep me from going back, I wanted it. Amen. I noticed, amen, by the word of God, amen, all these blessings, all these things that happened, all this spirit of revival, and all these things that took place. And I said, God, I want to be a partaker of that. Amen. I want this thing moving in my life. My elders told me, amen, back in those days, said, don't worry, it'll go away, it'll simmer down. Well, listen, 40 years later, amen, it's still alive, it's still real, the power of God is still falling. And the good thing about it, it's not just for me, I'm not the only one that has a corner on it. You get to get in on it too. Amen. Glory to God. You get to be a partaker of it. Amen. Glory to God. If my people, amen, that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, he told us what he'd do. Amen. That's the key. We have to humble ourselves. We can't be haughty and high-minded. We can't go with an attitude, I don't need God. The Bible said we move and have our being in God. Every breath we take comes from God. He breathed in our nostrils the breath of life. And we need to allow God, amen. But you know the sad thing about this is I can't do it for you. I can tell you about it. Listener friend out there today, wherever you at, whatever part of the world you in, I can't do it for you. You've got to do it for yourself. I can't believe for you. You've got to believe. Your salvation come by believing. Your walk with God has to come by believing. The devil has tried for ages to convince people they don't have to believe. Amen. It's not important. You know, doctrines like you're already chosen. Your destiny is already chosen. The devil would like you to believe that. He'd like for every one of us to believe that our destiny is already chosen. Ain't nothing we can do about it. Amen. But that's not so. God has already chose for us eternal life. All we have to do is accept. God has not chose not any of his children should perish. We only perish because we don't acknowledge him. Amen. If we perish, it will be because we don't acknowledge him. But if we acknowledge him, amen, we can have life. Amen. And you got to reach out to God. As I said, whether it be for healing, I can't heal you without you believe. Amen. I can't save you without you believe. Jesus can't save you without your belief. He has the power to save everybody. But he has his word that he has to go by. And you'll find he don't deviate from his word. Amen. And whatever it might be, filling of the Holy Ghost, I can't fill you. There's folks went through the country and charged people $100 and had them to say a ritual. And then they said, oh, you got the Holy Ghost. Amen. But it don't come that way. It comes believing. It's a feeling within. It's the power of God. Amen. And I want to say here today, the church in the wilderness had this power. Amen. The church that Solomon built had this power. The early church on Pentecost had this power. Amen. The church today that believes still has this power. Amen. So let's continue on in the Spirit of God and the anointing. Amen. God, we thank you, Lord, for your word today. We thank you, Lord, as people believe the word, as they receive. God, we thank you, Lord, for your hand moving. Thank you, Lord, for the power that blesses and the power that empowers. Thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.